Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis. We begin on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, 10 lines off the bottom. So we know an Avodah Zarah, an idol, is Asr. We know that it is Asr Bahano. We know as well that it becomes Tami. It carries a unique tumah, tumas avodah zarah, which actually is midrabbanan, as we're going to see later. Question: at what point does this iser, does this status, get activated? As soon as he makes himself this avodah zarah, or does that wait until it's worshipped? So only when it's actually served does the iser get applied. That's the question. Says the Gemara, Avoides Kechavim Shalavit Kechavim. The answer is, it depends whose it is. If it's a Goyiz Avoides Zorah, Asura Miyad. It is Asura immediately. As soon as he makes that Avoides Zorah, even before worshipping. Whereas if it belongs to Yisrael, then it is only Asura if in fact it's worshipped. Mas Nisan Mani Rabbi Kibi. Apparently our Mishnah reflects Rabbi Akiva's Shita, who says so. The Sanya, we have a Braisa, we find a Machlaikis. So the aforementioned formula is Rabbi Akiva's formula, whereas Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. He says, actually, it's the opposite. It's the other way around. If it's the Avodah Zarah that a Yid made, it becomes Asur right away. By a Goy, it must wait until it's worshipped. Masnis and Mani Rabbi Akiva, the sign, we find a Braisa, which focuses on the Pasuk, where Hashem tells us, destroy all the things that you find, all the Avodah Zarahs, Abe Ta Abdun, right? It's called Makoymais, all those places, Asher Avdu Sham HaGoy. The Gemara interprets this as a reference to the bekalim, the accessories, which were used to serve the idols, not the locations themselves, the places that it's the accessories, bekalim. Shenishtam shebehen, lavayis kecham achasim redaber. And later we're going to see how we, you know, the pasuk speaks about makoymes. How do we know what's going on kalim? In any case, it's going on the kalim. And the question is, how quickly does it become asur? Yachol, perhaps, I will say, asum. Like gomrim. They started making them, but they didn't actually finish making the product. Or gomrim, la'ivim, they made it, but they didn't bring it to the Avodah Zarah. Or la'ivim, v'l'nishtam shebehen, or they brought it in, but they didn't actually use it. Yachol, yihu asurim, are they already asur? Tamar lo'imar, the answer is no. As the pasuk says, they were used for worship, asher avdu, shem ha'goyim. We learn from here. So these things are only asur if in fact they were used to serve the idol. Mikan Amru. So based on this, it was said that Avodas Kechavim Shalavit Kechavim, the idols belonging to a goy, which is the subject of this pasuk, Eina Asur Achat Yavid, is only asur if it's worshipped. Vishal Yisrael, Asur Miyad. But an Avodah Zarah made by a Yid, that's Asur right away. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, if a Yisrael made for himself an Avodah Zarah, as soon as he made it, it's Asur. A Goy is only Asur if he actually worshipped. Rabbi Kiva b'chiluf hadvar, Rabbi Kiva says, just the opposite. And that corresponds to the Shita mentioned in our Mishnah. Avodas kechavim shalavit kechavim. If it's of a goy, asur miyad, it's asur right away. V'shal Yisrael, but of a yid, ad shati avid, is only asur if it's served, if it's worshipped. However, let's go back and review the shitas and find their respective sources. So we started with Rabbi Yishmael, focused on that pasuk, destroy the mekaymos, asher avdu shem hagoy, and we learned, b'kalim, it's going on the kalim. Really? Amar bekelim shenishtamshu behen labodas kechav makasum medaber. How can you suggest it's going on accessories? It's going on, you know, the equipment. Hamakayim es ksev. The pasuk clearly refers to places. You have to destroy the areas that were served, that were where the avodah zarah took place. Says the Gemara, but that cannot be. Imeino inen lamakayim es. It cannot be referring to actual places, because the places The ground doesn't become asur d'chsir. We have that pasuk, right? Eloyehem al heharim. Their idols are situated atop the mountains. But the mountains themselves remain unaffected by this type of activity. So it cannot be speaking about the places itself, which are going to be destroyed. Instead, neo in and apply it lekelim, the equipment, the accessories that are being used to serve their idols. Mikan Omer, based on this pasuk, we say, Avodas Kechavim shel Oved Kechavim, a idol of a guy, the actual statue worshipped by the guy, Eina Asura ad El Achati Oved, is only Asur if it's worshipped. Ask Vishal Yisrael Miyad, but if it's a Yid, then it's Asur right away. So the second part we'll see soon, but the first part has been proven from this pasuk, that a guy's idol must wait until it's worshipped. Ask the Gemara once again, but you just told me that the pasuk is not speaking about actual locations nor actual idols. Rather, it's speaking about kelim, accessories. That's a different story. Of course, by a kli, you have to wait until it's activated, until it's used. You just told me it's going on the kelim, not on the actual idol. So perhaps the actual idol is also right away. Amakro, or the pasuk says like this. Asher atem yershim oysam. So within that same pasuk, we do have a reference to both concepts. Eloyehem are the idols themselves, the object of a desire that's being worshipped, and you have Asher Atam Yerushim Oyusam that you're inheriting from them, and we say that's going on the Kalim. So we have that correlation, a connection between the actual statue and the Kalim. Makish Eloyehem the Kalim, we connect, we link the gods themselves to the accessories, and they're treated the same. Just like Ma Kalim, you must wait until they're used, Achi Avdu, Achal Afalayihim, likewise they're statues. Nami Achi Avdu, they're only Asar once used. So that's Rishmo's opinion, that the desire belonging to a guy is only Asar if it is used. Per Rekiva Dloy Makish. Now, Kuntar Rekiva, who doesn't hold of this? He holds that the desire of a guy is Asar right away, so apparently it doesn't connect the statue to the Kalim. Kalim, yeah. Only once used. But the Avodah Zarah itself is also right away. So if it doesn't connect, what about this pasuk that seems to connect them? Amalach, I'll tell you, S. You realize the pasuk has the word S between the two parts. We have the Kalim, followed by the actual idols, Elohim, but split with the S. S, oh, that disconnects it. Hifsika Inyan, to indicate that they run on different tracks. Okay, so now Rabbi Shmuel, we've just established that according to him, Avodah Zarah of a guy is only Asur if worshipped. Ashkechan, we've discovered the source that Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Shiloivet Kechom, Dein Asura Achati Ovid, it's only Asur if it's worshipped. What about the second part of the equation? That one made by a Yid is Asur right away. How do we know that? The Yisrael Asur Miyad Min Novi. Svaru, plain simple logic. The fact that Torah has to point out that by the Goyim, you must wait until, apparently if it's a Yid, it's also right away. Svaruhu. Midoivit kecham achat yavit. If by the Goy, it's only if served, the Yisrael, if it's a Yid, asur miyad, asur right away. Ema, perhaps we can say, Torah is drawing a contrast between a Goy, which is asur, and Avodah Zarah, a Yid, perhaps it's not asur at all. Ema the Yisrael, if it belongs to Yid, klala, perhaps it's not us at all. That's the contrast between the two. You can't say that. Hashtag Nisa, boya. Well, once we know that you have to get rid of it, bury it, get rid of it, as we're going to see later, it's Surah Le Mitzra. How can you suggest that it's not us? Why then would the Torah tell you to get rid of it? Well, the Ema Kedavid Kicham. Okay, so perhaps it's on the same level as the guys. It's only Asur if worshipped. Makro, the pasuk says by the eagle of Eschataschem, Asher Asisim as eagle, that sinful eagle that you made, indicating that as soon as you made it, Meshas Asi, as soon as the Yid makes for himself that of it, Zer Kamli Bechet, he has already committed and sinned. Apparently, it gets activated right away. Well, says the one, maybe the person is sinning right away, but the item is not yet treated as of it, Zer, until it's worshipped. Ema, perhaps you can say, Anamila, that's true. Lemekim Gavru Bechet, the person is considered to have violated, transgressed by making an Avodah Zarah for himself, but it's Surah Le-Mitzra, perhaps the item does not yet become Asur until it's worshipped. And Makro, we have another pasuk for that. Orad Ha'ish Asher Yaseh Pesel Masecha. Cursed is a man who manufactures for himself these idols. The pasuk is telling you. And that happens as soon as he makes it. Mishasa see it, right? Asher yasa, as soon as he makes it. Kamli ba'ur. The error is applied to him. Once again, the same question. Yeah, perhaps on a personal level, he has transgressed right away. Upon making, but who says the item is considered avoy dezara material until worshipped? Ema, perhaps we can say hanamil make him gavar bar, the person is liable to an error. But itzuri la mitzvah, the item is not yet usur, it's not yet affected until later. The answer is, look at the bottom part of that pasuk just quoted, toyavas Hashem ksiv. It's something despicable. Apparently, the item is considered avoy dezara material as soon as he makes it for himself. Toyavas Hashem ksiv. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, that Avodah Zarah of a goy until later, of a yid right away. Rabbi Kiva, now Rabbi Kiva disagrees, holds that Avodah Zarah of a yid is only usher later. How does he apply this pasuk to Evas Hashem? Dover HaMevi LeDeEva, it's not yet Teeva upon manufacturing, it's going to happen later, it's going to bring to worship. But Rabbi Kiva, okay, now let's shift over to Rakiva's Shita and find the sourcing for his opinion. That by the Avodah Zarah of a goy, it's activated immediately. By the Yid, until later. V'Rabbi Akiva, Avodas Kecham, that belongs to Shalevet Kecham, that's Surah Miyah, that's Asur right away. Menali, how does he know that? Omar Ulam Akro, the Pasuk says, Psile Eloyehem, this is from Ba'esh. They're idols that they manufacture. Psile means, as soon as he carves it, he's Paisa, like Lahabdul, it says, Psalacha by the Luchais, right? They're carved, they're manufactured, they're formed. Misha Apostle, once he does that, Nas Eliyah, it's already considered Eliyahim, their God. Vidach. Now, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees, right? So what does he do with this pasuk? He holds that it's only Asr later. That pasuk is needed for a different halacha, to tell you the source that a guy can be mevatel, can nullify the status of his Avodah Zarah if he chooses to do so. Look at the Tanur Rav Yosef, Tanur Rav Yosef. He presented as follows. What do we find that a guy can negate, can cancel the status of his statue? Shenamar psile elohim tisa from ba'ish. Rashi learns psile over here means lashon poisel. He can disqualify it, he can nullify it, he can negate it, deactivate it. Vidach. Has Rabbi Kiva know this concept? Nafkalei midishmuel. He goes to a different pasuk. The Shmuel Rami. Shmuel had an apparent contradiction between two pasuk. Two parts of the same pasuk. Ksiv, it starts by saying, Lo sachmai, don't desire kesev v'zav aleim, gold and silver that you find on top of the idols. Uksiv, and then it says, V'lokach talach, you're free to take it. Well, is it forbidden or not? Right? Okay, so how do you work this out? Psalai le'alai ha, the answer is if the guy formed it, designed it as a god, Lo sachmai, and you shouldn't desire it. Hands off, it's asr. But Paslai Me'eloiha, he chipped away, demolished, he broke it, thus negating its godly standard, its idol status. Then V'lokach Talach, then it's no longer an idol, you can take it. Okay, Rabbi Kiva, we've just discovered his source, Ashkechon Avodah Kechavim, that belongs to Ashlevit Kechavim, that's Surah Miyad, that's also right away, that's the Pasuk of Psilei, right, as soon as he makes it. What about the other part of the equation? The Israel, if it's a Jewish idol. Achati Ovid Menol, how does he know that I must wait until it's used? I'm a review them akro. The pasuk in describing of it, the Zohar used by Yidden, Vesam Baseser, places it in a concealed area. Which means to say, Achi Yasul Odvam Shabaseser, until he worships it, which he typically does in hiding, Rashi says, because he's afraid of the Bezin and people noticing it. So it's only becoming an Avodah Zarah if it is worshipped. Vidach, what does the other opinion do with this pasuk? Because he holds that Avodah Zarah of a Yid is also right away. V'idach ha-mibayle, it's needed, Ritzok, don't Ritzok, menayin. La'avodah as-kecham sh'Yisrael sh'tun ha-knisa, how do we know that Avodah Zarah made by a Yid is also bahano, must be done away with, hidden, burned, destroyed, sh'nam ha-bersam ba-seser, put it away, put it, bury it, hide it, because it's also bahano. V'idach. Now, the other Shita who already used this pasuk, how does he know that in fact there is a concept of Isr, Hano, by an idol made by a Yid, Nafkale, it's learned from a different pasuk. Mid Rav Chizda, Amarav. The Amarav Chizda Amarav, Minayin La'avodas Kechavim. How do I know that Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, Shetun Gnisa, that must be put away? Shenamar Le'sitil Ha'asherah Kol Eitz, Don't plant for yourself an Asherah tree. Don't make an Avodah Zarah. Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. What's the point of referencing a Mizbeach in this context? We're linking them together. Ma Mizbeach Tohen Gniza, just like the material of a Mizbeach. If it's demolished or whatever, you can't just take it. You have to hide it. You have to bury it. Af Asherah Tohen Gniza, the same procedure applies to Avodah Zarah or Asherah material. So you see that it's also v'idach. What does the other sheet to do with this pasuk? Because he already knows the isra of the avodah zarah shall yisra from the pasuk of a sambas seser. So what does he do with this pasuk? Why is it Torah mentioning the asherah together with the mizbeach? Homi boilek lishlokish. That's needed for Rishlokish's point. Damer Rishlokish kolamam b'dayin sheni hogan. For one appoints a judge who's not really qualified for the job. Kilo noiteya asherah b'Yisrael. It's as though he's planting an asherah tree. Because a leader is like a, you know, prominent tree. And if it's not a proper tree, it's like an asherah tree. Shenemar. The pasuk says, appoint proper judges, proper leaders. Shoeftim v'shoitrim. Titen lecha b'chal sharecha. And then it says, v'samach lev. Right next to it, it says, but be careful. They must be qualified. So what's the correlation to the Mizbeach? Now, if he appoints an unqualified judge, unqualified leader, well, we have a good alternative. We have a Talmud Chacham available to do the same job, and you're foregoing appointing a proper Talmud Chacham for this unqualified politician. Kilu not itel Mizbeach. Talmud Chacham is like a Mizbeach. Holy like a Mizbeach. You serve food. Talmud Chacham is like a carbon on the Mizbeach. So, that's the link between Asherah and Mizbeach. Don't plant an Asherah tree. Don't plant a man as a prominent leader, as a judge, if he's not qualified. When you have a Talmud Chacham, a Mizbeach nearby, you can do the same job. Shenema Eitzel Mizbeach. So, in summation, according to Rabbi Akiva, Avodah Zarah v'Goy is Asur instantly. That's based on the Pasuk of Psilei Elohim, as soon as he makes it by Yisrael, it's only going to be Aser when actually used, activated, which is based on Vesamba Seser, when he actually uses it, according to Bishmol, the other way around. By Yagoi, it's only activated upon use. That's the pasuk of Asher Avdu Shem Hagoyim. Whereas by Yisrael, as soon as he makes it, that's based on the pasuk Aror Ish Asher Yaseh, right? And it says V'Toyavas Hashem. It's considered an idol right away. By Rav Amnuna, here comes an interesting question. So we know that these things, not only do they have Isra, they also carry a Tumah. Tumas Avodah Zarah, because they're associated with Avodah Zarah, so we're speaking about the actual idol, or even the accessories. Now, let's say he breaks it. At that point, it becomes batal, right? Right? You can be mevatal these things. By Rav Amnuna, so he had a question. Riseich kli. Riseich means he flattened out, he repaired. He had like a metal utensil which got a hole. Then he goes and he hammers it back together, fixes the kli. So we have this refurbished metal utensil. Riseich kli. La'avodas kecham. He did it for the sake of idol use. Mao, what's the halach? Asks the more, first of all, Avodas Kecham Deman. Whose Avodah Zarah is this? A Yid or a Goy? Ilema Avodas Kecham that belongs to the Avodas Kecham to a Goy. Well, here we're speaking about the Kli, right? The accessory. An accessory is certainly going to be only activated upon use, as discussed earlier. So, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Ubein Rabbi Kiva, according to all opinions, Mishamshe Avodas Kecham, this isn't the actual idol, it's just an accessory. It's going to be used for the idol. Right, that's what it is. Something which is only an accessory, ain asurn ad sheyavdu, is only asur upon use. So it's only activated when pressed into service. So that's pretty clear. Ve'ela rather, avoidas kecham di Yisrael. It must be that it was designated for a Yiddish idol. So again, whose shita are we talking about? Aliba dema, whose opinion are we discussing? Ilema Aliba Rabbi Kiva, or going like Rabbi Kiva, who says that Navidezor of Yisroel is only activated upon use. So then, of course, the accessories will be activated only then. Look, he gufa lo mitzra asher tiyavad, the idol itself is only usher if and when it's used. Misham shia miboyeg. It goes without saying that the accessories have to wait until then too. Oh, so that's out of the question. Ve'ela, I'll leave with the Rishmo. Oh. So we're going with Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar who told us a minute ago, Asura Miyad, that in this case, meaning Avedazor Avayir is Asur immediately. My, so what's the status of something which was manufactured to serve that idol? Shall we compare it to its to itself, so to speak? It's going to serve the idol of the Yid, which is Asur immediately upon manufacture. Likewise, the accessory is Asur right away. Or shall we compare it to the other accessories? Right, it can go both ways. You can go to take the accessory of the Yid, of the Zohar, and compare it to the primary element, the Yavai Dezor of the Yid itself, Asur right away. Or shall we compare it to the accessory on the other side of the equation, the accessory of the Goy, which is only Asur when used? Mishamshin, Mim Mishamshin Gamrinan. Do we learn this accessory from that accessory? Mahasim, just like over there, meaning the accessory for a Goy, Achi Avdu, is Asur only when actually used, Afhochi Achi Avdu. Likewise over here, only upon use. Or shall we say, Mino Gomar? We're going to compare the accessory of the Yisrael to the idol of the Yisrael. And just like Mahi, just like the idol itself, Asura Miyad is activated right away. As soon as he makes it for himself, Af Misham Sheh Asura Miyad, likewise, his accessory is Asur right away. Mai. So what's the Halach? Says the Gemara, Mai Iriyad Kabe Boyle Risech Kli. So hold it. Instead of talking about person who refurbished his broke. Forget about refurbishing. So why do we focus on refurbished? The same question can be posed in a very simple form. A fellow manufactured a kli to be used as an accessory for his avodah zarah. How quickly does it attain its status? So why do we focus on a broken kli that was fixed? The answer is like this. It wasn't as we thought. We're not speaking about something that's going to be designated now for the... This kli had already served an avodah zarah. And then the guy came and broke it. Okay, so the guy had used it for the avodah zarah and broke it, and in doing so was mevatel the kli. Mevatel the iser, mevatel the tuma, right? But now, he came and fixed it, repaired it. And we all know that by a clay mateches, a metal utensil, if it's refurbished, if it's repaired, the old tumah comes jumping right back onto it. This is based on a Gemara in Shabbos there, it's a Mishnah. And Rashi explains... He says, because it's a gzera. People might think, oh, look how quickly it became tahar. It was just tahar a minute ago, because then he broke and refixed. So people will think, well, you don't have to wait till head of Shemesh, until nightfall, which will confuse everybody. So there's a special halacha, a special gzera, that the old tumah comes right back on. Tumah yishana kumay boiler. And the question here will be, if he refurbishes his klima teches, do we say that the old tumah of avodah zarah returns as well? This nan, we have a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim, clay matchos, metal utensils, pshutein, umekablein tmein, whether they're flat and used like a tray, umekablein, or whether they have the ability to contain, so if it's a container. Either way, if it's serving as a utensil tmein, they have the ability to become tamei if they come into contact with something that's tamei. Nishtaver, what if they break? Toharu. The tumah leaves them, but then if chazar va'asan kelim, we turn them back into kelim, we refurbished. Halacha is chazru, the tumah, yishana, the old tumah reverts, comes right back. So that's a general rule regarding these types of kelim. So the question is, will this concept of the returning tumah apply to the tumah pertaining to avodah zarah, which is merely midrabbanan, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was like this. Kihadra Tumah, when should we say a Tumah returns? Hanamila Tumah, the rest perhaps that's specific to a Tumah Menatoir, a regular Tumah. Well, Tumah the Rabbanon, but Tumah the Zara is only the Rabbanon. Loi, perhaps, we're not going to be that strict and have it come back, jump back on to the refurbished Kli. A demolition, no, perhaps there's no difference. Any type of Tumah comes back. Asks the Gemara, so why did he focus on Tumah of Avodah Zarah? He could have asked the same question. He could have asked Shara Tumas Rabbanon. He could have asked regarding other Tumas as well, which only the Rabbanon like. Liquid, which is Tumah, touches a Kli. It's only Metame the Rabbanon. So he could have asked it regarding other Tumas the Rabbanon. You're right. Both were asked. One will sort of be drawn out from the other one. He asked a question on top of another question. So this question really was born out of a different question. The first question will be Tumah d'Rabbanan, an ordinary classic, right? Tumah d'Rabbanan, mihadro lihadro. Does it return to the refurbished clear or not? Will Chacham so strict regarding even a Tumah d'Rabbanan or not? That was question number one. Question number two, which is born out of this question, into Tumah lihadro. If perhaps we shall suggest that this sort of returning Tumah will not apply to a Tumah d'Rabbanan. Well, you can still ask, perhaps Tumah of Avodah Zarah is more strict. It's Avodah Zarah, right? So Tumah d'Avodah Zarah mishum chumra, because of that strictness. D'Avodah Zarah mishav y'Rabbanan, perhaps the Chacham would consider this type of Tumah, despite it only being the Rabbanan, perhaps it was considered, it was upgraded and treated like Ketumah d'Araisa, in which case it will jump back right onto the Kli. Or perhaps not, take it, we'll leave it unresolved. Okay, speaking about this sort of double equation, this Isser and Tumah present on Avodah Zarah materials, here comes another question. Boy Minei, Rabbi Yechon asked a question from Rabbi Yanai. Takravis Avodas Gecham. So you have Avodah Zarah offerings, things which were offered to the Avodah Zarah. Shel Eichlam, but they happen to be foodstuffs, food materials, a loaf of bread. Now we know that once food becomes tummy, you can't be matahir of that food, right? You can't put it in the mikvah. Like a kli, you can put it in the mikvah, and it's freed of its tumah, but not so by food. That's the aloch. So if it happens to be avodah zarah material, served to an idol, mau. What's the aloch? Mi mahani luhu bitol l'tarinu mitumah oiloi. So if the guy is mavatal, he smashes loaf of bread, he mavatal the avodah zarah aspect, so it's no longer asur. Does that also accomplish to free it from its tumah or not? Asks the Gemara, why are you focusing on food? The same question could have asked regarding a utensil. If bittul is applied, does it also free itself of its tumah? Well, that's no question. Of course it does. Kalim, regarding a kli, like human boy, he had no question. Kivan dis lotar of a mikvah, since we find that a kli typically can't free itself of tumah. Right, if a kli becomes tumah, just the regular tumah, and you dunk it in a mikvah, you've now renewed the kli, refreshed it, it's no longer tumah. So we find that there's a concept of tumah jumping off the kli. So in our case, that he took the kli, which is asur on account of a desert, and it was mavatli, smashed it, broke it, of course. Just like it loses the isur, why shouldn't it lose the tumah? He nullified it. It's no longer the way it was, right? Tumah nami b'teila. Of course the tumah becomes batel. There's no question that it works. So if the Isra leaves, the tumah leaves. They leave in tandem. They leave together. So that wasn't the question. It was only food that he was concerned about. Kiva and Baile. The question was specific to Eichlin, to food. Because, as we mentioned, food has no, there's no standard procedure for removing tumah from food. Once tummy, always tummy. So in this case, where it's Avodah Zarah material, even if he does bittel and removes the Isra, it's no longer forbidden, but perhaps it's still tummy. Ask the Gemara, okay, I understand, but why focus on takravis, a loaf of bread offered to Avodah Zarah as an offering, in order to ask you a question? You could have asked it in a slightly different and more simple context. The same question could be posed if the loaf itself turned into Avodah Zarah material. It was worshipped. He bowed to the bread as a source of bounty or whatever, right? And the same question applies there. If he does bittul, does he free the bread of its tumah or not? Ask the Gemara. It says the Gemara, avodis kacham gufa. Let me buy it. I had no question. In a case where the loaf of bread was actually used as an idol itself, Because over there, if he's mevatalet, of course, it's freed of its iser and freed of its tuma. We don't differentiate between the two things. Given the isura bottle, once the iser leaves, tuma nami betela, the tuma status also leaves as well, because they go in tandem. So that wasn't the question. The only question he had was regarding kikame boile takroives lavayis gechavim shaloichlan mai. If he served the idol with a loaf of bread, it was takroives. We know that takroives is doomed. Kiven the isurei loy batal, since the isur never leaves the takroives, even if after bittel. Kedrav Gidla, Rav Gidla told us the other day, ziv chemesim, it's like a person that's dead, it can't lose that status. So perhaps, if the isur stays, the tumah stays. Tumah nami loy batel, you can't be vatal the tumah either. Or we can perhaps draw a line between the two things. True, the bittel on the takroives will not relieve it of its isur, because that's min ha-Torah. Isur, which is d'oraisa, that can't leave loy batel. But perhaps tumah, which is only midrabanan, as soon as he's mevatel, perhaps that will jump off batel, take it, we leave it unresolved. So in summation, if it's the avodah zarah itself, if he's mevatel, it loses the isur, loses the tumah. If it's a kli used in any context of avodah zarah, again, a kli can free itself of tumah. So if there's bittel done, the isur is gone, and so is the tumah. The question was, food used in a takrevis setting. So even after bittel, the isur will stay. The question is, perhaps the tumah will leave, since it's only midrabban. Take. Here comes a new question. Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, he asked the question, may Rabbi. Kelim sheshimshu behen bebeis chonjo. Do the chachamim apply a knas, a penalty, a strictness, in cases where the kli itself is not yet aser min ha-Torah, but since it was used in an inappropriate setting, things which resembled iser and avodah zarah, perhaps, even though these are cases coming up which are not really going to impact the kli min ha-Torah, perhaps it still cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Is that so? So one example is kelim, equipment, sheshimshu behen beis chonyoi, which are used in a place called Beis Chonyoi, this is like sort of a temple in Egypt. And the story was that Shimon HaTzadik, great Shimon HaTzadik, had passed away, and his two sons had this rivalry, and one of them ran off to Egypt, escaped, and made himself a little like a temple. And it wasn't really Avodah Zarah, according to our Gemara. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was just a place to bring karbanos for Hashem. But of course, it was not the right setting. It wasn't appropriate. So a kli that served this place is not really Avodah Zarah equipment. It's not really Asur min ha-Torah, but perhaps it should be disallowed from use in the Beis HaMikdash. Is that so or not? Kelim sheshimshu behen beis chonyoi. Mao, what is their status? Sheyishtamshu behen beis HaMikdash, if we should choose to use them in the Beis HaMikdash. Mao sheyishtamshu behen beis HaMikdash. V'kamei boilei, and this question was posed, of course, only if beis chonyoi wasn't really regarded as a place of a desert, because if yes, then of course the kli is asur. There's no question it cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash. It was only posed aliba de madamar, according to the opinion that Beis Chonyoi, this temple, was lav Beis Avoidas Kechavmi, wasn't really a Beis Avoidazor, the Snan, as this opinion is found in the following Mishnah, that in fact it's not really Avoidazor, Kehanim. Sheshimshu Beis Chonyoi, the Kehanim who served in this place, they're locked out of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yushamshu b'migdash shebi Yerushalayim. They can no longer serve in Yerushalayim. They should have known better than going to this place, right? Even though it's not really Avodah Zarah. Ve'enoy tzarech loyman. It goes without saying, lever achar, if they actually were involved in Avodah Zarah and idol worship, of course they're locked out. So clearly, Beis Chonyoi is not really Avodah Zarah. And the question will be, kohanim, perhaps these men who served there, they should have known better. Who the kansin, Rabban applied Egzera. They're intelligent people. They shouldn't have done that. They should have known better. Aval kelim loy, but kelim equipment. Well, what do they know, right? The equipment itself has no intelligence. So perhaps we're not going to disallow them from Beis HaMikdash use. No, perhaps it's no difference. Once it was used in that context, it's inappropriate to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei, so Rabbi responded, Asurin main. Yep. They're banned from Mikdash use. As to my source, well, actually, we had this pasuk that served as a source for this isur. And unfortunately, it slipped our mind. I can't recall the pasuk. Ushchanu. So now Rabbi Yisrael ben Shaul asked him a question. You say that the kelim are asur? We have a pasuk which speaks about a very similar type of case. Equipment that was used inappropriately, but were not technically deemed avodah zarah, nor technically deemed asur. And still, they were disallowed for mikdash use. Apparently, there is a knas for this type of thing. So the pasuk speaks about kol hakelim asher hezniach hamelach ochaz malchusa b'malay. So the Kehana was speaking to the king, Cheskiyo, and speaking about this former king by the name of Achaz, who diverted the Kalim, misused them for Avodah Zarah. Look what we did, Heichanu, Yigdashnu, we prepared them, we purified them. Apparently, they were reincorporated into Migdash use. And the reason is because Achaz has no business. He had no power. He had no authority to misuse these kelim, so they're not considered kelim of Avodah Zarah. They don't become asur. You can't take somebody else's, you know, hat and turn it into Avodah Zarah. It's not your business, not yours, right? Likewise, Achaz was not able to adversely impact these kelim and this equipment, and that's why they were pressed back into Migdash service. My love, we'll assume the pasuk means Heichanu, we prepare them by toveling them. Dat vilinu, put them into the mikvah to free them of any tumah. Higdashnu, dakdashinu, we, Rashi says, reapply the holy ointment, the shemen amishcha, to bring them back up to proper status. Apparently, it's okay using even equipment which was used in avodah zarah settings, and that's inconsistent with your halacha, that anything used in this type of kei, in this type of setting, like Beis Chanyai, cannot be brought into the Mikdash. Amar Lei, so first of all, Rebbe was very thankful. He says, actually, right on, that was the pasuk. That was the pasuk I was thinking of. Baruch atosh l'shamay, blessed are you to Hashem. Shechzatli avidasi. You restored my lost pasuk. But actually, the correct meaning of the pasuk is very different. They did not want to use that equipment anymore. Heichanu means shegadaznu. We prepare them. We mean to put them away forever. We bury them because they were impacted. Vigdashnu means we replaced them with others. Shegdashnu achem tachtei. We took other kelim instead of them because these can no longer be used in the Beis Hamikdash. So perhaps we can support this notion with another pasuk, with another mishnah. Lema Mesayale, perhaps the following Mishnah will support Rebbe and his opinion. So we have one of the chambers, the northeastern chamber of the Azara, where they buried the stones of the base of the Mizbeach, which were defiled by the Yevanim. So when the Chashmonaim vanquished the Yevanim, they had to take apart the Mizbeach, which was used by the Azara during the Yevanim's reign, and they buried the stone, they buried the material. Despite the fact, big deal. It was a big deal, but it didn't impact, it didn't affect the stones because they weren't the owners. So their activity, as bad as it was, should not have affected the Mizbeach status. So why did they have to bury it? Why did they have to demolish the Mizbeach and bury the stones? Apparently, because it's inappropriate to use it for karbanis any further. That's a riot to Rebbe's Shita. So again, the mission is like this. Mizrachis Tzfonis, this particular chamber, ba, in it Ganzu, they hid Beis Chashmonai, the leaders of Chashmonai, es Avnei Mizbeach, the stones taken off the Mizbeach, sheshiktsu anshe Yavan, which the Yavanim defiled when they used it for Avodah Zarah. Vav Rav Sheshes, he explains, sheshiktsu means Lavez Kechav, they use it for idol worship. There you go. Amar Papa, no, you can't prove anything from there. Hasam kra ashkach v'darash. The Chashmonaim discovered a pasuk. It's very different. So the pasuk says, "Obo ba pritzim mechelalua." When the pritzim, the goyim, come in, they defile it. As soon as they enter and they use these things, they did affect the status. And u'mechalal the kedusha. So Rashi explains, v'chilulua is because it loses its kedusha. It becomes chulin, it becomes mundane. It becomes theirs. It's as though the Torah Hashem empowered the Goyim to take over. Now they're the owners. And once they're the owners, of course, if they use it for Avodah Zarah, it becomes Asur. That explains why it had to be buried. So now the Chashmonaim were faced with a dilemma. What should we do? Amri. So they were thinking, Hey Chenavi, what should we do? We can't use the Mizbech, right? Nidbarinu. So a simple solution would have been to have a guy come and be Mavatal, the Avodah Zarah. Chip away from the Mizbech, in which case he's demolishing the Avodah Zarah, and it loses its Isra. And then there's no need to demolish it, right? And rebuild it. Well, we can't do that because a chipped Mizbeach is unfit for use. The stones need to be pristine and whole. Avarim Shlemois, Amar Achmona Torah, requires full stones, unchipped. Ninsirinu, let's chip it and then, you know, sort of shave it down to make it smooth again. You can't do that either. You can't use metal equipment on the Mizbeach. Lo yisanef aleihem barzel. You can't apply any metal equipment on the Mizbeach, Amar Achmona, so says the Pasuk. And that's why they had to take it apart and bury it. Why bury it? Let them break it. Okay. And then take the stones for personal use. I mean, once it's choyl, once it's chulin. Didn't we learn elsewhere regarding bikshu, lignois, kol kesev, vazav shebo'ilam? The truth is that after the churban, they want to require everybody to bury their gold and silver, all the coins out there, Mishum Kaspa Vadavish Yishlaim, because the gold and silver of Yishlaim, which was dispersed throughout the world by the Romans, by the Goyim. So you shouldn't be able to use any more gold and silver coins. Asks the Gemara, well, Mishum Kaspa Vadavish Yishlaim, because of the gold and silver taken to Yishlaim, which were Hegdish forbidden material. So you shouldn't use any out there, lest you take the risk of bumping into Yishlaim material. And the question was posed. I mean, Mavinaba, the question was asked, Yerushalayim, have Yerubah da'alma, you think the material coming from Yerushalayim encompassed most of the gold and silver throughout the world? Why, you know? El Rabaye, said Abaye, it was a very specific coin which was unique to Yerushalayim. Bikshu Lignes, the Chachamim, sought to ban a very specific coin that originated in Yerushalayim. Lignes, dinar, a special dinar, Hadrayana, which was imprinted with Hadrianus Caesar's image, or his imprint, Turiaina, a different general, different leader, Shaifa, which was clearly old and worn out, and had come from Yerushalayim. So you bump into any such coin, hands off, Ipnei, because Tivi Yerushalayim, because most of these came from Yerushalayim and were Hegdish. So that was the initial thought. But then they switched tracks because they found a Pasuk. The Pasuk mentioned earlier, Achemotsu Lamikur Min HaTorah Shemuta, they found a source in the Torah that's okay. The Pasuk, Ubo Bapritz Michilalua, that when the Goyim come in, they're deemed owners, and the Kedusha leaves the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash material, in which case, unfortunately, right, is no longer Kedusha, and you can use these coins. So, certainly in the case of the coins, the point was that everybody could just use the coins for personal use. So why not the same with the Mizbeach? Right? Just like when you find a coin somewhere in the world, although it may originate from Yerushalayim, you can use it. So once the Yevanim defiled the Mizbeach and made it sort of mundane into non-Kedusha, so then just take it and use it for personal use. Well, it's inappropriate because it was, you know, a Mizbeach. At a certain point in time, it was used for karbanis, so it's inappropriate. As opposed to the coins, which were never really used for actual karbanis, or, right? Hasam. Yeah, it's very different from the coins, because over there, lo yishtamshu b'hu l'gavaya, was never used for gavaya. Hacha, here by the Mizbeach, which was used for karbanis, kivan yishtamshu b'hu l'gavaya, it's inappropriate to take it for personal use. Lav oirach aras, not erach eret, it's not acceptable. Yishtamushu b'hu d'yoyta, to have it, you know, a layman, a regular person, use it for personal use. Continues the mission. Oyved kechavim mevatel avedis kechavim shaloi b'shel chaveri. Okay, so on this topic of a bittul, once again we learn that a guy has the ability to be mevatel, to nullify his own idol, his friend's idol, if he breaks it, if he smashes it, right? V'Yisrael, but a Yisrael doesn't have that power. Ein mevatel avedis kechavim shaloi b'shel chaveri. He can't be mevatel not only his own idol, even an idol of a kohen. Now, if an idol has the idol itself and also accessories, what happens? Hamavatl avodas zechavim. So when the guy is mavatl, the actual idol, bitel mishamshea, automatically the equipment is batl as well, because they are tafel, right? They're secondary to the idol. There's no idol, there's no accessories. Bitel mishamshea, but if he only nullifies the accessories, mishamshin mutarim, so they become mutar, but vihi, the actual idol, stays asur. Masnli Rebbe, so Rebbe taught his son, Masnli Rebbe l'Reb Shimon, Rebbe, his son Reb Shimon, he taught him as follows. You should know, Oyvet Kechav Mevatla, Abez Kechav Shaloi V'Shal Chaver, a guy could Mevatla his own or his friend's idol. Omah Aleh, so Reb Shimon told his father, Rebbe, Shanisa Lona B'Yaldasech, I recall that in your youth you taught us as follows, a bit different. Oyvet Kechav Mevatla, Abez Kechav Shaloi V'Shal Yisrael. A guy could Mevatla his own idol and also one of a Yisrael. And the question is, why did you change? Now you're only telling us that a guy has the power to be a vatal, a desire of a guy, and not of a yid. So the Gemara will ask, actually, would Yisrael mikam a vatal? How can we say that a desire of a yid has bittul? We know it doesn't. We just learned that today. You have to bury it, dispose of it. Amrafil. Braid Rabbi Valas. Let me explain to you what's going on. Let me explain to you the meaning of Rabbi's original statement. How can a guy be mevatel of a desire of a yid? Loi nitzrocha must be speaking that it was owned jointly by a guy and a yid. Shriyesh loi ba shutfus. The guy has part ownership in the idol. In that case, he can be mevatel the idol despite it being partly owned by a yid. So bialdusa mekasover, ubizeknusa mekasover. So how do we explain this sort of switch in Rebbe's position? In his youth, he promoted that a guy can be mevatel this jointly owned idol, but later on, in his older years, he switched to say that he can only be mevatel if it's of a guy. But if it's owned even partially by yid, there's no bittel. How do we explain both positions? Answer is the Gemara. Let me explain it to you like this. B'yaldusay sover, initially, Rebbe held, Yisrael adayt adad gicham palach. True. Yisrael is a part owner. But, you know, avodah zarah is not really a Jewish thing, right? And he's not really committed to avodah zarah. But he wants to, he goes along with it to retain his bailus, to retain his ownership. Lest the guy just, you know, walk away with the idol. So he has to sort of indicate that in fact he's also committed to the idol, he's also worshipping it, thereby retaining his ownership and his claim to ownership, right? So, since the this element, this aspect of ownership, this aspect of worship that the yid is expressing is really only on account of the guy, to impress the guy. So it's sort of contingent upon the guy's worship. It's linked to the guy's serving the idol. So once the guy is mevatel his own portion, automatically the Yisrael nami mevatel. The portion of the yid is also automatically bought because it's sort of linked to the guys. So that's what Rebbe held in his youth. And that explains why. When the guys mavatla, everything becomes bought. Because the yid's portion is dependent upon the guys. Later on in his life, Rebbe reverted. He held no. Who says the yid's portion is dependent upon the guys. Yisrael adat nafshei palach the yid is worshipping on his own account, independent of the guy. And therefore, when the guy does the bittul de nafshei, he's only mevatel his own portion. the Israeli battle, but the Israel's portion remains intact. Now, Iko the Masklan Sefer. Some had a different version in terms of what Rav Hillel Breder of Rivalis was the point that he was trying to make. The point he was making was on the second part of the mission, Asif, where it says Yisrael ainu mevatel avodas hichav mishlevet hichav. Mishnah says Yisrael cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah belonging to a goy. And the question is pshita, obviously. I mean, he can't even mevatel his own. How could he be mevatel the goy's? On this we have Amar Rav Hillel Breder of Rivalis. Lenitzrucha must be speaking sheish leshut bashutfus. We're not speaking about the idol exclusively owned by a guy. It was owned by a guy anyway. And the point of the Mishnah is v'kamashmon Yisrael who delay mevatel David Kichavim. True, the Yisrael cannot be mevatel the guy's portion. Aval oivet Kichavim the nafshe mevatel. But the guy could mevatel his own portion. And we don't say, well, since the Jew's part is resistant to bittel, likewise the guy's part. No, the guy can mevatel his part independent of the Jews. Now, there was yet a third version of this halacha. Ika, some, the masna abraisa. They learned Rabbi Hillel Breder Rivalis' halacha on a braisa, which says, Rabbi Shimon Nasir Eimer, avoidas chacham Yisrael, ein lo betei lo ilomis. A Jew's idol can never be negated. My ilomis, what does that mean? Never. It's enough to say, it doesn't have bittel. Why add the word ilomis? Amar Rabbi Hillel Breder Rivalis, and this must be speaking el sheyesh lo yit chacham bashutfis, that even on a goy, partly owns this idol. So the guy is a part owner still. The part belonging to the Israel has no bittul. The kamashma on the point here is to teach us the Israel adato the nafshe polach, that the when the yid serves the idol, he worships the idol. It's based on his own personal commitment, unlinked to the guy, and therefore even if the guy is mevatel the avodah zara, his part of the Avodah Zarah, so only that part becomes batel, that the part belonging to Yisrael remains in place. Okay, so bottom line is we learned that a goy can batel Avodah Zarah, but not a yid. We have Rav Hillel Breder Rivalis, who teaches us an interesting point regarding a shutfus. So according to the first version of this point, he was come to explain what Rebbe held in his youth, that if it's a jointly owned Avodah Zarah, perhaps if the guy is mevatel his part, everything becomes batel because the Jew is sort of dependent on the guy. Then he changes his mind on that. We look at each one independent of the other. According to the second version, he's going on the second part of the Mishnah, that a yid cannot be mevatel Avodah Zarah, a guy, and even if he's a partner, so he can't be mevatel his part, but the goy could still be mevatel his part. It's unaffected by the yid's part. Some apply the halacha to a brais, where we learn that if it's a jointly owned avodah zarah, the goy could mevatel his part. But even when he does it, the yid's portion remains in place. Okay, regarding the first part of the block, we had a shaila regarding how quickly does it become asr. So we have the idol of a goy or of a yid. According to Rabbi Akiva, by the goy it's usher right away. It's based on the pasuk psilei alehim. As soon as he makes it, by yid, it's only activated when used. V'sam baseser, when he serves it and worships it in hiding. According to Rishmol, it's just the opposite. By the goy, it's only when worshipped. Asher avdu shem hagoyim, by Yisrael, it says toyeva tavas Hashem right away. We discussed the question of Tumah. Does the old Tumah jump back onto the refurbished Kli? If it's Tumah Avodah Zarah, perhaps it's more Chomer than Tumah Rabbanan. We got another question regarding foodstuffs used in Takrevis circumstance. So, if there's a bitl on that, the Isser never leaves. The question is perhaps the Tumah would leave. It's only Tumah Rabbanan. Teiku. We had a shayla regarding Kalim items used inappropriately, but not technically not Asr, but not Torah. Perhaps there's an Isr D'Rabbanon. We had a machlekes on that, and we tried to prove it from the story of Achaz, from the story of the Yevanim. But we had an answer on each one, and then we discussed the halacha of bittul, that a goy can negate, nullify, and cancel the status of his avodah zarah. All the best to you and atzlacha rabbah.